Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. The one who works righteousness, who walks righteously, David says next, doing what is right by God's definition, not just in air quotes, believing, thinking, proclaiming what is right through thought and word. That is important, even essential, but it is insufficient for someone to be considered godly. Thoughts and words must be followed by action, implemented in our daily actions. God only accepts those who are righteous, not those who act righteously. And of course, we know where our righteousness, which is a true righteousness, where it comes from. It comes from the Lord Jesus. It's not something we manufacture. The works of righteousness that are acceptable to God are those done in faith from a righteous heart. We are not saved by those works, but our salvation is demonstrated by those works of righteousness that we do by faith. We are to walk uprightly and righteously. We are to have a talk that is also pleasing to God. He speaks the truth in his heart. What a dramatic contrast between Psalm 14 and Psalm 15. Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, 'There is no God.' The one who may abide in God's tabernacle, the one who may dwell in his holy hill, speaks the truth in his heart." A stark day and night contrast there, indicators of exactly opposite characters. The truth must be present in our hearts. We'll get to Psalm 119 eventually. I learned it in the King James. Psalm 119 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." The truth of God's word must be in our hearts, and it must agree with our minds. It will be reflected in what comes out, the overflow that comes out our lips. The truth in our hearts will be on our lips. In verse 3, this one also uses his mouth in other ways. He does not backbite with his tongue, does not slander his neighbor, and shows love for his neighbor. Keeping the second big command, or the sixth of the Ten Commandments, you shall not commit murder. Remember, too, we can murder someone's reputation with our lips. You see a lot of that, or at least attempts at that, going on in the realm of politics, and much else these days as we approach a major election time. It is also implied, and I believe this is important, he who does not slander or backbite with his tongue implies that perhaps there is a form of backbiting or slander that does not involve the tongue, one that involves the mind and the heart. Perhaps David is indicating here that backsliding or slander has its roots elsewhere, and slander on the tongue comes from slander in thought and in heart, which is not possible if the word to ourselves, the word to our hearts, is the truth. This one who is at home in the Lord's house does not take up a reproach against his friend. The idea there is to pick it up and carry it along. He does not pick up and carry along tales or rumors about others. He tries not to hear a story about someone else if it is harmful or derogatory, or not something he needs to hear. When it is unavoidable, he lets it drop to the ground, does not pick it up, and carry it along. There is enough to talk about in life without resorting to slander and gossip. If it is God's truth that has spoken to the heart, there is an unending supply of good things about which to speak. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.